All right. Well, it was some people who regularly come to Ireland and look at Galway are tourists, and Catherine Martin made it clear she favours a retention of the lower VAT rate for tourism. Paul, how's that going down in government? Is she ploughing a lonely furrow? The Department of Finance doesn't seem as keen on that suggestion.
Yeah, generally, I suppose the lower VAT rate has been something that has... It comes up or has come up a couple of times over the last couple of years, particularly in relation to COVID. Government was very sympathetic to the idea, but I suppose at this point now, and Eamon Ryan, you know, it's funny because Eamon Ryan made the point beforehand at a Christmas roundtable with journalists that the excise duty cut that's due to end at the end of next month, that, you know, reversing that will be tricky because you've already factored in that it will go back into your financial projections. And so I suppose, look, it's a different kettle of fish. There's a different amount of money involved. But at the moment, there's not a massive number of people lining up to get behind retaining the lower VAT rate. Purely, I suppose, at this point, the public also isn't really that minded because they don't feel like they've felt the knock-on effect of the lower tax
rate. That's the point.
And that's going to be the tricky one to go back and say, look, we're continuing to not necessarily subsidise but give a decent tax break or tax treatment to this industry, which is charging huge figures.
Mairead Farrell, do you support the idea of keeping the VAT rate low for the hospitality sector?
So I last week actually met with a hotel in Connemara, right, that's really, really struggling on a variety kind of issues. But just to get an understanding as to why they're struggling, they've been struggling basically since COVID. But what we have consistently been saying is that what we need is for those kind of businesses to kind of get the supports in terms of energy supports, which is what we had proposed in our own alternative budget. And I know that the government brought in their own energy support, but the reality is that for this particular hotel, that the type of gas that they use, LPG gas, doesn't fall underneath this particular energy support scheme, so they're not getting that support. We feel that using those kind of supports to help these really struggling businesses.
So direct targeted supports rather than a blanket across the board.
Like, I mean, direct targeted supports for different hotels in different areas are struggling in totally different ways. Obviously, we know that. But everybody's all businesses are struggling with the energies with the energy costs. Absolutely, we get that. But you know, hotels like that where they've had to cut loads of staff in a small little village in Connemara, whereby you know that it was employing a lot of people in that village, and they've had to cut staff as a result.
Like
they now can't actually get that support scheme that the government have brought
into
place.
They afford a hike in the VAT rate?
Well, I think they can't afford really anything at the moment because they're getting none of it. But they did raise, of course, they raised the whole issue of the VAT rate, but they also raised the fact that the support scheme that came into place isn't actually going to be able to help them.
Okay.
And I think that's, that all needs to be addressed.
Shane?
When we talk about, in terms of afford, of course, this is a tax on the customer, not the hotel. So it's a tax on the customer. And when it was reduced to 9%, it was done in an effort to actually stimulate, after a period of tough times, which the industry was supporting in as well, it was done to stimulate growth in the area and to help customers. It wasn't passed on. And we had some fairly testy exchanges, me in particular, with the Hotel Federation, when they came before us at committee last summer, at the height of the lunacy of some of the prices that were being charged. Just on this point.
Oh, but would they argue that in an era of inflation, it maybe disguised the fact that they weren't able to pass it on?
Well, here was another point when we got drilled down into the facts and in terms of where customers were coming from. 70% of the business of hotels in this country are foreign visitors. So they've had their bookings made nearly prior to Christmas in terms of the summer period for next year. So a lot of the hotels actually have their bookings nailed down for 2023 prior to Christmas from the American market, from the German market, from the English market. So you're looking at around 30% that's made up of domestic visitors and the kind of corporate events and bookings as well.
Yeah.
So I think where we have a situation is where people like the domestic customers who might be only making a booking, say around May or so for this April, May of the summer period, are going to get hit in that respect if that's passed on.
Okay.
So I think that the Federation, and in fairness, we had a good meeting before Christmas where I think a lot of tensions maybe were, you know, simmered out and we looked at this realistically, in fairness to them, and I will give them credit, that we want to make sure that we protect the industry because it is vital to this country and the employment it generates.
Just to be clear, you would be happy to retain if you could be guaranteed it was going to be passed on,
if we could be guaranteed. But I mean, again, we've some long conversations to happen on that.
Well, this is an interesting discussion. I think that the idea that the hospitality industry have not passed on that tax cut there seems to be agreement on that. Not only has it not been passed on to customers in the form of lower prices, hasn't been passed on to staff. I'm sure there are exceptions, but by and large, hasn't been passed on to staff. Asking anyone working in hospitality for 1, 2, 3 euro above the minimum wage, or even some workers who don't even get the tips passed on to them. But there is a point that I would raise here, because I hear Mairead's point about the small hotel in Connemara, but there are big hotels, big corporations in this city who are pocketing the tax cut there.
That's what I'm not saying about the tax cut. What I'm saying is talking about the
LPG
gas
support.
So their energy support. So they're being excluded from the energy support scheme.
But do you support going back to 13%?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I was saying that we should target it through the energy supports for those businesses that are actually really, that are really struggling in the likes of...
So you do support going back to 13%?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, that's what
She was in favour of more targeted support.
No, so the whole point is the targeted support.
But just on this, you don't favour go, or so you do favour going back to 13% as well, do you?
I do favour go back to 13%, yes. And I also favour shining the spotlight on the prices and the wages that the workers are receiving.
Right.
Too.
I think there's 38 hotels on, but the last time I've checked in, on the SIPTU Fair Hotels list, because they have decent pay and conditions in the estimation of SIPTU and a number of other trade unions.
38 out of how many?
But some of them are big hotels. I'm just saying, would you lump all hotels in together in this, or would you incentivise some hotels by that reckoning in getting the continuing with the 9% rate? Would you make any exceptions?
No, I'd go to the 13%, and I'd also say to the hotels, we want to see decent wages for the workers, and we want to see competitive prices for the customers. And if you don't move in that direction, we'll be looking at this again.
I think it's vital to say, I have to say, because we did have both the unions and the employers in before our committee before Christmas, where we launched a report into this whole area. And there's some excellent employers in the hotel industry who do look after staff and point to the fact that they do have good staff retention as well, because they look after their staff.
I also want to say, like, the unemployment issue. I mean, I was talking about a rural town in County Galway and the unemployment issue as a result of that. And that's what I was highlighting. I mean, we have to think about that as well.
I think it's ironic as well that tomorrow night then Dublin City Council's Finance Committee is going to discuss a 1% hotel tax at the same time as we're talking about VAT rate on hospitality. Okay. You're talking about potentially adding to the price in the capital.
All right, we have to take a short break. We're back slightly just after that. Thanks.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.